Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Time to go into the vault with Jeff Allen on The Point 94.1.
Hey, it's Jeff Allen. It's time to go into the vault. This time, we're going back to 2017, a conversation I had with the legendary Alice Cooper. Alice Cooper is one of the all-time great storytellers in rock and roll. If you've ever had the chance to talk to him, the guy has got stories, and he remembers things from decades ago like it was yesterday. That scene in Wayne's World, that was really not much of an act. That was Alice Cooper. He is just like that. He can talk about anything and everything. And I kind of saved this interview for Halloween season, thought it would be a perfect trip into the vault. Enjoy this conversation with Alice Cooper from 2017.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Alice. Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm in Arizona.
Well,
it's going to be 91 degrees here today.
Okay. Well, here in Arkansas, it's going to be 75, so we'll split the difference.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this is the first time we've actually ever spoken in an interview. I know we've met several times. You know, I think Dale Miller introduced us a long time ago in one of your Little Rock stops. So,
great. Yeah.
Having met you.
Little Rock many times, yeah.
Yeah. So, it's a pleasure to actually be interviewing you finally on this show coming up May 3rd.
Well, thank you.
Now, the tour is going to start in just under 2 weeks in Biloxi. And I'm looking at your tour schedule on AliceCooper.com. It looks like you've got Spend the Night with Alice Cooper for the first half of the tour, which is going to stop here in Little Rock. And then later on, you're going to hit the road with a couple of old friends, Deep Purple and Edgar Winter. So that's kind
of... Yeah, that's going to be a one-month co-headlining tour with Deep Purple. And they're old friends of ours, which is great. You know, I mean, it's really kind of neat. The classic rock bands all know each other, you know. Well, we know all the new bands, too. But, you know, the classic rock bands especially, I can't tell you how many gigs we've done with Deep Purple back in the 70s and the 80s and the 90s, you know, because you do festivals all the time. And so it's sort of like a 40-odd-year relationship with these bands.
Right.
And it's great to hear them still out there playing because after 40 years, the bands are actually better now than they were then.
Absolutely. I was so thrilled for Steve Morse when he got hooked up with Deep Purple. I thought that was a marriage made in heaven.
He was a great fit for that band. He was an absolute perfect fit for that band. You know, I mean, all the guys in that band, you know, are just Ian Paice and Gillan and all those guys are just super musicians. And the nice thing about touring with people that you know is that, you know, there's no ego problems.
Oh, no.
You know, there's a lot of times you go out on tours with younger bands, and they're the ones with the egos. You know, it's like the older sort of like classic rock bands have been through all that. So, you know, we just treat each other like friends.
Yeah.
You know?
I get it's almost like a reunion of sorts.
Well, it's always that. You know, we've all stayed in the same hotels. We've all played the same venues. We've all, you know.
You got the same stories.
Yeah, it really is. It's one of those things where, like, we've all been through the same ringer. And at the same time, you know, it's just we're survivors.
Absolutely. I'm excited. Wednesday, May 3rd, you're coming to Robinson Center Music Hall. And although you have been to Little Rock several times over the past, you know, decade or so, this is the first full Alice Cooper show we've had in a while.
Yes, this will be a full-out everything but the, you know, maybe even the kitchen sink. it's you know, it's the whole show. It's the best band I've ever worked with.
Oh, that, you know, it's solid.
It's an unbelievable band, this band is. I read the reviews, and the reviews start out with how good the band is, which is, to me, great. I love hearing that because normally our reviews start out with the show, you know, the production and, you know, all the stuff that goes on. And that usually gets the, you know, the general review. This, with this band, it starts out with, you should hear these guys play. You know, so to me, that is really a compliment that they're actually reviewing the music rather than just the show.
Absolutely.
The show is always going to be there, you know.
It is part of the experience, but like you said, the band. And when Nita steps up on stage, the only blonde-headed person on stage, so there's a stark contrast there. But, man, she has brought so much because she can just shred on that guitar.
Well, and not just that, but, I mean, you know, I think most of the guys fall in love with her. You know, I mean, here's a 27-year-old blonde guitar player that looks like a model and plays like Steve Vai or Satriani.
I know. I don't know where you find these people, but you've done a fantastic job.
She was in a band called the Iron Maidens.
Oh, yeah, with Courtney Cox in that crew.
And did all Iron Maiden songs. And so she was a shredder to start with. And, you know, when I had Orianti in the band before her. And Orianti was just a classic rock guitar player. She was an amazing guitar player. And she went out with Richie Sambora to make records.
Right.
And then, you know, I picked up on, somebody told me about this other girl. And she was a different animal. This one here was all over that stage. She was a show. And I said, great, you're going to fit right in, you know.
Well, like you said, the band should get their due. And it's nice to know that people are recognizing how good they actually are.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, especially like, you know, Glenn Sobel was just recently voted best drummer in rock and roll. So, I mean, that's nice to have that in your arsenal also, you know.
And then you got Ryan and Tommy and Chuck and all those guys that you've been on stage with for so many months. It's very
well, years actually with those guys, you know. I mean, we go out for 6 months at a time, and this tour starts April 18th, I think it is, and ends December 6th. So it's one of those things where we just, once you get out there, I mean, we're in Moscow, everywhere from Moscow to South America to Australia to Japan, the States, Canada, everywhere. I mean, once this tour gets going, it just keeps rolling.
But you wouldn't change a thing. You're living the dream.
Oh, yeah. You know what? It's the weirdest thing. At 69 years old, I am in better shape now than I was when I was 30. You know, so physically, it's a really high energy show. I mean, people, I think, are more shocked about that than they are about the guillotine and the, you know, the giant Frankenstein and the nurse and
the straight jacket.
All the stuff that goes on in our show. But they get done watching the show. It's an hour and 45 minutes. And they realize that they're exhausted.
As it should be.
Yeah, that's what a rock show is supposed to be. You know, I mean, I always had this theory. Let the lyrics be the script for the show. So if you say, "Welcome to my nightmare," well, give them the nightmare.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, don't just say it, give it to them.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
And now we're back into the vault with the one and only Alice Cooper, going back to an interview from 2017.
You're coming here on Wednesday, May 3rd. It's a midweek show, and you're going to bring that fun and that show to a venue that's only been open for a few months. It's a really nice place you're going to play.
Great.
They've remodeled it. They've got the opera boxes on the side and three tiers of seating. You got two balconies. It's a very classic theater setting, but it's going to be
That's great, because our show fits into a theater better. You know, I mean, we play the big outdoor venues. We play the... You know, we go to Europe after this, and every show is 100,000 people.
Wow.
You know, and it's an outdoor show. And our show works great for that because it's a big show. But you take that big show and put it into a theater, and it makes it really intense in there.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So it should be very intense inside that theater.
And I'll be on the second row, so.
Well, good. You're not quite in the blood seats, but almost.
Almost. Are you going to have time to throw in a couple rounds when you come to town?
You know, there's very few days that I don't play golf.
That's what I thought.
Myself and Ryan plays and Chuck plays. So we get up in the morning and we play 9 holes on the day of a show. You know, and that's just kind of like how we wake up in the morning. some people go out and do yoga and work out and do this. We get up and play nine holes and then get back to the hotel. I do interviews or whatever, do the radio show, have lunch, and start getting ready for the show. You know, I mean, it's basically, you know, you get into a rhythm on the road of everybody knows that the most important part of the day is the hour and 45 minutes on stage.
Right.
That's the, you know, that's the apex of the day.
But it's what happens before the show starts is very important as far as your personal life goes.
Everybody knows not to wear themselves out, you know, before the show. You know, and I don't have any druggies, and I don't have any, you know, heavy drinkers or anything like that. And there's, so these guys are all top pros. They're like, you know, as good as it gets when it comes to knowing how to tour.
Right. Well, you live that.
A lot of young bands, and I understand this because when we were a young band, it was a constant party.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just an ongoing party to the point where we didn't know where the party ended when the show started. You know.
Well, it was the time for that kind of stuff. I mean,
it really was. And so all the rumors that you've heard about the 60s and 70s was true.
Well, you've been blessed over the years to play with some fantastic. I saw back on New Year's Eve you actually got to reunite with Damon, who.
Yeah, Damon came in and played with us. You know, Damon's one of those guys that can come in anytime and be like an auxiliary guitar player with us. He knows all the songs. It's weird, the guys that can come in and sit in any time with us. Damon, Kane Roberts is another guy that it's a slash comes in every once in a while. Johnny Depp, Joe Perry, any of those guys know all of our songs. So, I mean, every once in a while, I'll turn around, I'll hear another guitar, and I turn around, and there's Johnny.
Well, Alice, I know you're going to be limited on time. We need to be wrapping this up quickly. I do want to let you know, Monster Dog was on one of the networks last week, so you will be getting a check for that.
Unbelievable. You know, when I did that movie, it was the first movie I did sober.
Really?
Like when I got out of the hospital for my sobriety, that was 35 years ago, you know, I said, I've got to go do something sober so that I know I can work sober. So what we, Shep and I decided, let's take this movie in Spain, and they said, it'll only be released in the Philippines.
Wow.
You know, it's one of those sea movies.
Yeah.
And we went, yeah, but that works perfect for us, because I want to be able to get up in the morning, know my lines, no alcohol, and work for 2 months on a movie. And, of course, you know, we never figured it would get ever released. And now it gets played all the time, you know, and it's, I watched the movie, and the funniest thing about the movie is everybody in the movie was British or English or American, and they overdubbed it.
Wow.
In like, they overdubbed it in really broken sort of English. So my voice was like, hey, darling, what's going on here? And I went, when I first saw it, I went, what? Do I sound like that?
I'll never see that the same way again after hearing that.
Oh, no, it's so fun. But they didn't tell us. We didn't have no idea that they overdubbed our voices.
Now, the people that hear this are going to be out scrambling IMDb trying to figure out when that's going to show again.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, just either watch Chiller or Sci-Fi or one of those. It'll end up being on at 3 in the morning.
You know? Well, Alice Cooper, Wednesday, May 3rd, you're coming to Little Rock. Again, it's an honor to finally get an interview and get a chance to talk music with you a little bit. Looking forward to seeing you here in town to spend the night with Alice Cooper. It is going to be a phenomenal show when you come to town.
Oh, great. Thank you. And I'll see you backstage. Come on back and say hi.
Absolutely. Have yourself a great day, sir.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I certainly hope you've enjoyed this trip into the vault speaking with Alice Cooper from a 2017 interview. I've had the chance to talk to Alice on several occasions, and he's always had great stories to share on any subject. The guy is one of the genuinely funniest people in the world. He's always got a story that'll make you laugh. Hope you enjoyed this trip into the vault, and this will be the finale for season one. I've got a lot more interviews just sitting and waiting for season two. In the meantime, share this podcast with your friends. Tell people about it. Tell them where they can find it. I want you to let people know where they can check out Into the Vault. This is Jeff Allen.